Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I don't know if all of our listeners know this, but there's an actual state tournament series in IHSA competitive dance. We're going to learn about that today. And Avery Litton is a senior team member of the Sherrard competitive dance team. And the sectional actually takes place this Saturday down at Normal Community High School. And it's been a while that Sherrard has had a competitive dance team and has competed in the IHSA sectional. So Avery Litton, we're going to do this thing on Saturday. Tell us about the preparations for this, and how nervous are you going to this sectional on Saturday?
Well, we're all pretty nervous because it's our first competition. And when I first started doing dance, there wasn't even a team for the first season. So we've really come a long way, and we're really grateful that we are able to do this competition.
Yeah, you tell me off the air, 7 kids are on the team.
Yep,
and Brianna Martin is the coach or the dance team sponsor. Now, it's interesting because I know some schools, when you get into this competitive dance season, they'll go to some preliminary events, right, to kind of get ready for the sectional. Now, for the Sherrard competitive dance team, that's not the case. Now, I know you perform at basketball games and football games and whatnot, but you're not at a scoring competition. So that's kind of a lot of pressure to do this just once on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're all really nervous, but I think we're going to do really good.
Yeah, so tell us, can you kind of explain to us how it works then? I know a little bit. I think you get up to 3 minutes, right, for the routine.
Yep.
But what goes into, like, the scoring? Can you kind of just explain what goes on?
Well, I'm not exactly sure on that since this is our first competition, but I know that it's separated into different sections based on the size of the group. So we're in the first section because we have a really small team.
Yeah, and then I assume two or three judges that probably score this whole thing. Do you know that?
I'm not sure. I know our coach talked to the judges, but I'm not sure how many there are.
All right, see, this is brand new for all you kids. So a little bit about kind of the preparation, the practice, and getting ready for Saturday.
Well, right now, we're looking at what we're going to wear because we like to wear, like, different costumes. So our dance is going to be hip-hop. So instead of wearing, like, our uniforms, we're going to wear, like, a hip-hop outfit. And we have practices after school. And right now we're just working on cleaning our routine and making sure that it looks as good as possible.
All right. So how good does it look right now, do you think?
I think it looks good.
And then is it, you know, when you talk about, like, the choreography of it, is that something where everybody gets a buy-in, or is the routine prepared by your coach? Or this is kind of competitive dance team for dummy talking here. So how does that work?
For us, our captain choreographs most of our dances. So our captain is Remy Cook, and we've done some hip-hop last season, but not a whole lot for basketball season, so I'm excited to show everyone how this will look.
Yeah, it's interesting because you get up to 3 minutes. And
yeah,
for me, and I know when I've talked to some of these kids that participate in, you know, competitive cheerleading too, you know, you talk about a basketball game, I tell everyone, you know, you talk about 4 8-minute quarters. So you got some time to get into the swing of things. Then football, you know, there's 4 12-minute quarters you play. Baseball or softball, it's 7 innings where you play for a while, you know, an hour and a half. You play volleyball, you know, you can play a 3-game, 3-set match. But here in this, I mean, you get up to 3 minutes. So, I mean, there's no room for error. Can you explain a little bit about that? I mean, that's so much different in all these other activities where you get so much time. And here in this activity, you're talking about just a finite time of up to 3 minutes, which means, man, that is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, performing is a lot different than other sports. We can only do our routine once, and the one time that we do it has to be perfect, so it definitely puts a lot of pressure on us. But I like it a lot. I think it's a really good experience.
All right, it's good to see Sherrard. Again, they have a competitive dance team entered in the IHSA competitive dance team sectional, and they'll perform at Normal Community High School Saturday. 7 kids on the team, including senior Avery Litton, who is also a Sherrard FFA member. I think you told me vice president of the FFA, is that right?
I'm secretary of FFA, and I'm vice president of Red Cross.
All right, so we've got a lot of other stuff going on. Well, keep up the good work, and we wish you the best of luck down at Normal on Saturday.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.